تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الله يرفع بهذا الكتاب أقواما ويضع به آخرين. Respected brothers and sisters, this month Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned important things about this month in which we are now, and we are in the second 10 days of it, almost half of it gone. This month we see that what we have done and what we have to do. One of the important things and qualities of this month is that this is known to be the month of Quran, as this ayah shows us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen this month to reveal His book and said that شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن, that this is the month in which this Quran has been revealed, and then mentioned more about what Quran is. It is guidance for mankind. It has clear signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if people understand, people know, people work on it, people reflect upon it, they will find the ayat and signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will melt their heart, that will bring them close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are so many things that shows the relationship of Quran with this month. So we should also see whether we have improved our relationship with Quran in this month, or we are at the same point. Because we see that, as I mentioned before, to prophets of Allah, before they got the book from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or revelation, they fast. And even our prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam too, he was in cave of Hira to fast, because fasting makes the heart prepared. And that preparation of heart is very important for the Quran. Otherwise we will recite the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as some of the other nations recited the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before us, and that gave them no benefit because their hearts were not prepared to accept the ahkam and commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were not prepared the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why when Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asking that Allah send a prophet to them, رَبَّنَا وَبَعْثِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ, a prophet, a messenger among my generations who would recite your ayat and who would teach them your book, and then he will purify their hearts. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the acceptance of his dua and said that we send that prophet. But in the order of qualities, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a change by saying that prophet who will recite the ayat, then who will purify their hearts, then who will teach the Quran to them, who will teach the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to them. So in that case, the tazkiyah of the heart, the purification of the heart, the preparation of the heart to accept the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been brought before teaching them the Quran. That's why it's said by the companions of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ta'allamna al-iman thumma ta'allamna al-Quran. It shows that a person has to work on his heart. Look at it. And that fasting helps a lot in achieving that quality to what we call the quality of taqwa. Without taqwa, how a person can understand the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and get the guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because in the very beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبُ فِي هُدَى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ فِي هُدَى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. It has guidance. But the people who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who have that quality, whose heart are prepared to accept the guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when there is a basic quality, it is a basic requirement to understand the Quran, to get the guidance from Quran, that is taqwa. So that taqwa could be achieved in this month. That quality could be achieved in this month. That's why this month has a very strong relationship with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every one of us should see that what am I doing in this month for Quran? How much time I am giving more than the other days in this month? And what commitment I am making for the coming life? So here, the ahadith and the Quran shows the relationship of this month with Quran. Even Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to recite Quran more in the month of Ramadan. He even do the revision with Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam in the month of Ramadan. That shows that it is the month in which a person should give more time in listening to Quran and in reciting Quran. We will see some of the similarities between Quran and fasting even in the matter of Day of Judgment, when it is being mentioned in a hadith that Quran will intercede on behalf of a person on the Day of Judgment, fasting too will intercede. In the same hadith, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, narrated by Bayhaqi, that Quran and fasting both will intercede on behalf of a person. If Quran will say, that if fasting will say, oh Allah, I held that person back, I did not allow him to eat and drink, so accept my intercession on behalf of this person. Quran will say, oh Allah, I stopped this person from having rest in the night, so accept my intercession on behalf of this person. Right? So this word also shows that Quran, the haqq of Quran, the right of Quran, the recitation of Quran, the understanding of the Quran, the working on Quran, it also needs a part of the night in which a person sacrifices his sleeping time or her sleeping time and devotes, dedicates that time for the Quran, because that is the best time. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned that it is the time of Fajr, the time of night, that is the time of quietness and calm. That is the time it is better when Quran could be understood more. It has more impact and greater impact on the heart of a person. Because though tilawa is also a matter of reward, but it is not what a person's objective is. This is not what Islam wants from every person, that he or she stops on just tilawa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates those persons who do the tilawa, who make the tilawa and recite Quran, by saying, وَالَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَتُلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَةً. That is, they fulfill the rights of the tilawa, of recitation of Quran. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the fadira and the virtue of reciting Quran by saying that every harf, every letter a person recites, that will be of 10 virtues for him. And every single letter, to make it more clear, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I would not say that alif lam mim is one letter. Alif is one letter, lam is one letter, mim is one letter. That means these are 3 letters, and that will bring 30 virtues for a person. And by saying that, he might have also cleared this point, that alif lam mim, nobody can claim that he know the meaning, exact meaning of it. So even if a person is reciting Quran without knowing the meaning of it, he will get that reward of 30 virtues. But that will not be the end of it. That is not the objective. A person will get, but he will not benefit as he should benefit from Quran. That Quran will bring him some virtues, but it will not bring him the reward to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes call it mawiza and wa shifa lima fi sudur. The Quran will not become shifa lima fi sudur. The Quran will not become a source of intercession for a person unless a person becomes a person of Quran, ahlul Quran. And it needs more effort than that. It needs that a person just not only recites, but he also tries to memorize more and more Quran. Because the heart that has no Quran in it, it has no value. It is like an abandoned house. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned it is like kal bayt al kharib. So a person's attachment, though it starts that he has a strong iman in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he believes in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in every word, every letter of the ayah, every letter of Quran. That's why he is not ready even a single letter to be changed. He is not ready to change anything, though sometimes it won't change the meaning. But we believe in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it is in every single letter, and every single i'rab, every single fatah, and kasra, and dhamma, as it should be. No changing, how little it might be, it's not acceptable. But starting from there, a rite of Quran starts from there. After reciting Quran, a person thinks and goes, involves into it. He learns how to recite Quran day and night. He never thinks that I am perfect in recitation. Nobody could be as perfect as he could be. How much we try, it is the matter of improvement. Every day we could improve. And sometimes in our tilawah, in our recitation, there are mistakes left and remain. For years we could not detect it unless we recite in front of someone who knows better than us, who knows more than us, and he will find out, he will tell us the mistakes. And if we don't give due concentration to the recitation, maybe sometimes we will make very serious, severe mistakes in recitation that will change the whole meaning. That will change what a person wanted to say. It will give it totally the other meaning. I give the example of it, that sometimes people don't realize that how much the letters could change the meaning. In the word, we use salli with sad and lam in the recitation of Quran. And that says the meaning to invoke the blessing, especially on when we want to say it on Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Right? Salli means to invoke the blessing. We are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to have mercy on him. But that same word that should be pronounced with sad, if it is pronounced with seen, it will change the meaning completely. Because salla, it is used, salla saif in Arabic, to take out the sword and somebody's head, right? Meaning to kill someone. So if you are, instead of calling and saying, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for dua to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if we say salli, the same word is used as salli with seen, it means we are making a dua against him and asking him to take out the sword against Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So can you imagine how big difference is making just a small and simple letter, right? So we should try. It doesn't mean that if a person cannot correct it, he should not recite. Because there are some people, right? Because they are grown up and they don't know, they did not work on the pronunciation in the early stages of their life. It will be very hard and difficult for them to improve it now and make it correct. And it will be hard for them to recite Quran with fluency. And about those people, it is they are not encouraged in Islam. But Allah, Prophet ﷺ mentioned that they will be rewarded twice as the other fluent person be rewarded. Right? But the condition is that are they making effort? Are they trying and after that they think that we cannot improve? Or they thought that whatever they learned and wherever they learned it is okay for them, that they don't need. So if tilawah is done, that will become with its due rights. Right? And the due rights of tilawah itself is that a person will not recite it just fast, but he will contemplate on every single ayah. When he will, or she will recite the ayahs of Jannah, they will be happy and pleased. When they will recite the ayahs of Jannah, they will cry, they will weep. When they will recite the ayahs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their hearts will be filled with awe. Because this is the book, this is the only book that introduces us to all these things. No other book will tell us about our life hereafter. That what kind of house we are going to get there, what kind of life we are going to have there. No other book says. No other book introduces us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the only book that tells us. This is the book, the only book, or that is the only thing we have in between us. That is the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is not the makhluk and creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every other thing we see in this world, that is the makhluk created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this is the sifa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has given us this chance to have this book with us. Doesn't this book require us that we should ask us, that we should make effort to understand the book, reflect upon the ayats of Quran, because it is the quality of the people Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about the non-believers. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Don't they understand the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What happened? Are there locks on their hearts? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself says, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرٍ. The message of Quran is very easy to recite, to memorize, to understand. All these things includes in zikr, and most of them, very important of them, that a person should reflect upon them. And it is easy to get the message of Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not at one place repeatedly said that. Mentioned that about the ayahs of Quran, why they have been that clear. نُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمِ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. So they can contemplate on the ayahs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They could contemplate on the meaning of Quran, that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants them from it. It is not the matter of just reciting it. But it needs more than that. That's why even the companions of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they knew to recite and they knew the meaning of it. But sometimes it took years for them. Even Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, a great companion of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and very well known, he said that he learned Suratul Baqarah in 8 years. 8 years, not 1, 2, 3. What made him take 8 years to learn Suratul Baqarah? You know, our children come here to the school Quran classes and they don't know Arabic, they don't know anything, they don't know meaning, they don't have the understanding of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. If they don't finish Quran in 2, 3 years, their parents will come, what's happening? My child took that many years, you know, still he is not doing fine, and they don't give much time and they have only 2 to 3 minutes to sit with the teacher, but still everyone wants to finish Quran as soon as possible. And that Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he took 8 years to understand Suratul Baqarah. Because it takes not only tilawa, it takes understanding the meaning of every single letter of Quran. Also it takes the practice to act according to Quran. Otherwise what benefit Quran will bring if a person doesn't act upon Quran? Because Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned was in a riwayah that has been narrated by Ziyad ibn al-Abid radiallahu anhu, that he said to, once Prophet sallallahu mentioned something very great, and that he said that among that, maybe it was the sign of the day of judgment, that thing will happen when the Quran, when the ilm and knowledge will be lifted from this world. So Ziyad radiallahu anhu, he was surprised. He said that how the knowledge will be lifted and eliminated from the face of the earth, because we read Quran and then we make our children read Quran and our children will make their children recite Quran and read Quran. So that means the knowledge, as long as Quran exists, the knowledge will exist. And Quran will exist always, because the generations will teach Quran one after another. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ziyad, I thought you are the wise person of Medina, very smart person of Medina. You could not understand this point, that Christians and Jews, they recite Old Testament and New Testament, Torah and Injil. What benefit did it bring to them when they don't act according to it? That shows that if the action is not according to the Quran, then the Quran will not give the fruits we are expecting from Quran to give. That's why Prophet sallallahu, that's why Quran mentions at one place and gives the good news, not to every qari, not to every tali, but to certain people, saying that فَبَشِّرْ عِبَادِ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ. Ittiba is there. Following the commands of Quran is there. Quran should become the life of a person. That all the time he thinks about Quran, that how should I act according to Quran? His day and night should become according to Quran. when he walks, it should be felt that it is an example of Quran. That's what Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's life was. When somebody asked Aisha radiallahu anha about the behavior, manners, life of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, she mentioned kana khuluqu al Quran. He was like a walking Quran. If anyone wants to understand what Quran is, he could look at Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It says that how important it is for a person to understand and to bring that book into life. Otherwise, we will recite the Quran again and again, and we will do so many khatamas, and we will recite, but it will not bring any fruits to us. He will not make us any closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, just not only that, then we have to think about that what are we going towards introducing Quran to the humanity. This is the book Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, not just to have it and keep it with us, but also to let the people know what this book says. It's been said to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but the message was for everyone, for all the times. When Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when Quran says to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ya ayyuhar rasoolu, balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik. Convey whatever has been revealed to you. And that becomes the responsibility of every person, then whatever he knows or she knows. They should try and they should know that what efforts they are making, how much sacrifice they are making for the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be spread. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned to a congregation of Sahaba in the last Hajj that fal yuballigh ash-shahid al-ghaib. It is the responsibility of every person who hears that he should convey the message to the people who are absent or who did not take it directly. Prophet ﷺ mentioned, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً. Whatever we know, if we know Quran, if we are, that is good. That's, we need congratulations for that. We deserve congratulations for that. But it becomes our responsibility to think that how much my participation and share in this, how much part I take in introducing people, how much I give to the organizations, to the Islamic centers who take part in spreading the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because this is one of the very important rights of Quran upon our shoulders. And we have to think about it. Are we fulfilling that? And these rights are not optional. The main and important thing is that there are some ibadahs. Because you know, all the ibadahs are done in certain times. Because salat is done on a certain time. We know it is farz, we have to do it at that time. Saum is in month of Ramadan and Hajj is certain place, certain time. But because for Quran, no time has been given. Because the life of a mu'min, it should be. The whole Quran, the most ibadah in his life should be a Quran. So sometimes people think it is option. And they think, what will happen about the other ibadahs? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in a hadith of Qudsi in which Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that if a person becomes that busy in the recitation of Quran and through that remembering me, I will give him more than what the people, other people are doing and asking me, praying. أَفْزَلَ مَا أُوْتِسْ سَائِرِينَ. Some people are asking me day and night for my favors. Whatever I will give a person did not have time even to make dua, I will give him more than that. Because he is busy because of my book. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the fadil of this. So people think that, oh, it is optional. Whenever we have time, we will recite it. But it is not optional. There is no other choice. Because as I mentioned the hadith in the beginning, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lifts the nation through Quran, raised their status and position and honor through Quran. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَقْوَامًا. So this is one. So what about the people who are not giving the due rights of Quran to Quran? وَيَدْعُ بِهِ آخَرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring them down to earth, bring them down to disgrace if they don't follow the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if they don't fulfill the rights of Quran, if they don't understand the message of Quran. It is very clear. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in another hadith says that Al Quran hujjatun lak. It will be an evidence for you, a witness in favor of you. It will be a supporter for you. Al Quran hujjatun lak, because you are doing all these things with Quran. You are giving your whole life to Quran. Okay, what about if I don't have time? That it will not become a favor? No, it will be against you. Then the second option is that Al-Quran hujjatun laka aw alayka. It will be against you. It will stand up against you. It will intercede against you. And it will become hujjah alayk. Not only Quran, even the prophets who are the most merciful persons on the face of the earth, they will become a witness against those people who will leave the Quran behind them and who will abandon the Quran and who will not fulfill the requirements of Quran and the huquq of Quran. It is a very serious matter, and that's why this is the month of Ramadan. You know, we should determine and commit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that in the coming life, in the future life after Ramadan, we will give more time to Quran. We will try to understand Quran more. We will try to pick up our mistakes and find out are we reading right or not. We will try to contemplate. We will try to act according to Quran and every single ayah, every single hukum of Quran. And we will try to spread the message of Quran, so we will become the successful people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us and guide us in fulfilling this duty. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqi Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya rahmat.